Well, when we became an independent parish in August of 2000, it was coming. We knew we were getting close on the hall, and the hall was just simply not big enough for all of us. You know, we had added masses. We had added a maximum number of masses that we could say. Father Dale was here for the building of Garen and the starting of the high school, and he was helping out, and we were having as many masses as we possibly could. And it became very clear by 2002, we had to build the church. And didn't want to go into a lot of debt, but we were going to have to do a massive campaign and build the church. So that effort was started in 2002. In the summer of 2003, we had the groundbreaking for the new church, which was a lot of fun. All the families gathered around the perimeter with shovels. And I remember Dan Madeline even brought a backhoe and to take some earth out. But we made the shape of the church. It was a lot of fun. And so we had the groundbreaking. Construction on the church went about 18 months. So what was started in July of 2003 would end up in the fall of 2005. And then finally, December 8th of 2004, Bishop Hege came, and it was amazing. Seating capacity on the new church, over 1,500 people, making it one of the largest seating capacities of any Catholic church in the state of Indiana. And interestingly enough, we went for a little wider experience when it considered seats. The average church plans for about 20-inch seat for parishioners. St. Mary Grady has 24, so we can accommodate probably even more than 1,500. Yeah, but the 1,500 was a limit set by the diocese, too. We just went with a little bigger seats so we could get more people in.